The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Agency today announced more than $16 million in federal grants for energy projects in communities across Alaska. The high energy cost grants fund projects in areas where households are paying nearly triple the national average for their energy. Nine of this year's federal grants went to towns, tribal organizations, and utilities in rural Alaska. The projects range from $500,000 for the city of Grayling to build a system that will capture and convert heat from its diesel plant, to $3 million for Alaska Village Electric Co-op, or AVEC, to develop a grid that will connect towns to a planned wind farm in the Yukon Delta. All the projects focus on the use of alternative energy sources or increasing efficiency, an effort to reduce dependence on diesel. At a press conference at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium in Anchorage today, AVEC President Mira Kohler says the federal dollars make the difference in a state where the economies of scale for utility projects are so small.
It's not as if it's a gimme or a handout. It really is critical to make these projects actually viable.
Patrick Boonstra works for Intelligent Energy Systems, which is working with the city of Pilot Point on the Alaska Peninsula to install a wind turbine and electric stoves, thanks to a grant. He says funding these renewable projects in rural areas is about more than just making energy cheaper.
It's not just the new technology that's very exciting. It's involvement of the community, building the project, maintaining the project, and all the training that goes into the people development and getting to a point where maybe Alaska exports its talent in microgrids instead of just oil.
Grant recipients still have work to do in order to get their funding. Applicants will need to complete environmental reviews for their projects.